Washington has been stepping up systems to prevent and reduce the risk of oil spills. That's due in part to the looming expansion of Canada's Trans Mountain Pipeline, which could increase by as much as sevenfold the number of oil tankers traveling from Vancouver, BC through Puget Sound. In 2018, legislators created the Salish Sea Shared Waters Forum to bring governments together around these issues. It met annually for 3 years and just wrapped up its final meeting. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Oil and water don't know political boundaries. So the Shared Waters Forum brought together government representatives from Washington and British Columbia, First Nations and tribes, and others. In prior years, they tracked and documented how oil is transported and identified gaps in regulations and safety. This year, the mood was more contemplative. The Lummi Nation's Black Hawk singers helped set the tone with a shared video of ceremonial song and dance. And a keynote panel provided an overview of why everyone gathered there is doing this work of oil spill prevention. Past Lummi Chairman Jay Julius talked about the need to protect tribal treaty rights.
Fishing is our way of life. The waters were our highways. The waters were everything to us. And it still is today.
The Honorable Chief Stephen Point, a provincial court judge and former BC Lieutenant Governor, gave a sweeping legal perspective, challenging the audience to think both 7 generations into the future and at least 7 back to pre-settlement times when the region was governed by Indigenous ideas of egalitarianism.
None of us own the earth. We don't own the air. We don't own the water. We are borrowing it from the 7 generations.
In past years, the open dialogue at these forums has led to everything from new tug escorts for oil tankers traveling through Rosario Strait to risk modeling along the shipping routes. This year, they also talked about reducing underwater noise that impacts the endangered southern resident orcas. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.